Welcome to Parc Jerry in Montreal, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gary Maddux. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Rader. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Barr. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jim Barr. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Larry Lintz. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting third. The left fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Rogers. Matthews moves to second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Matthews scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bonds moves to second. Two outs. Gary Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Maddux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fairley moves to second. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Fairley scores. Singleton moves to second. It's Giants, 1, Expos, 1. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Singleton trying to get to third. Fuentes throws to Phillips who tags Singleton for the out. Day moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos 1. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear strikes out. one out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader takes first base on ball four. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Barr covering, for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers bunts towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogers for the out. Foley moves to second. Two outs. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0 for 1 in the game. Lentz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear misplays the ball. That's an error on Spear. Foley moves to third. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Rogers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fuentes for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fairley moves to third. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Day hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey fields it and throws to second for the out. Fairley scores. One out. It's 2-1, Expos. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stinson hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddux is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 0 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0 for 2 in the game. Lentz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Maddux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day, who is chasing the ball. Phillips reaches third base with a triple. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz fields it and throws to home to get Phillips. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr is 0 for 1 in the game. Barr bunts towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. Rader moves to second. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a fly ball into left field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Day hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonds is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddux is 0 for 2 in the game. Maddux hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCovey moves to second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCovey scores. Maddux moves to third. It's Giants, 2, Expos, 2. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stinson for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Maddux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rader hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr is 0 for 1 in the game. Barr bunts between the mound and first base. Rogers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barr for the out. Rader moves to second. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rader scores. It's 3-2, Giants. Mike Marshall now pitching. Pepe Frias now playing shortstop. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 3 in the game. Fuentes bunts towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Lintz covering, for the out. Matthews moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCovey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Pepe Frias. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. One out. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 0 for 3 in the game. Lintz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lintz moves to second. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fairley hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Bailey now playing third base. Bernie Allen now playing second base. Larry Lentz now playing shortstop. Gary Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddux is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maddux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spear is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Singleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Day hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive towards first. McCovey catches it and steps on first to double up Singleton. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rader hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr is 0-for-1 in the game. Barr bunts towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. Rader moves to second. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Marshall covering, for the out. Rader moves to third. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-3 in the game. Fuentes takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Little pinch hits for Mike Marshall. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little takes first base on ball 4. Elias Sosa now pitching. Pepe Manguel pinch runs for Jim Little. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 3, and Montreal Expos, 2. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.